The Torah makes it pretty clear that when man is created, then man is somewhat of a unique creature and a unique being. The Torah in Sefer Bereishis in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Vav, tells us when man is initially created, Vayomer Elokim, Nasa Adam B'Talmeinu K'Tmuseinu, V'Yerdu B'Tgas Hayam, V'Ofa Shemayim, V'Behema, U'V'Chol Ha'aretz. One of the things unique about man as far as initial creation is the fact that Nasa Adam B'Talmeinu K'Tmuseinu, first of all, even just the fact that man is created B'Tzelem Elokim in the image of God, while it's not at all clear amongst different Baalei Machshava what exactly that means, certainly the fact that man is unique in that he specifically is created in the form and the image of the Ribono Shel Olam already establishes man as unique. Na'asa Adam, the fact that it's done, as Rashi points out, B'Lashon Rabim, in a certain plural, also connotes a certain kind of unique state that man is. And again, the fact that it's followed up with a certain kind of control, V'yardu B'tgas Hayam, as Rav Tadya Gaon points out, even in the pasuk of B'tzalmeinu K'tmuseinu Shalit, as a ruler, that man is in control of this world. One of the questions that emerges amongst different Baalei Machshava is what exactly it means that man is unique. In what way precisely is man unique? For many Baalei Machshava, the place to really look is the Torah's discussion of Tzelem, is discussion of what the Torah exactly means when it says that man is created B'Tzelem Elokim. It's somewhat of a vague phrase. The Rambam tells us in the Cheshuvah, the Rambam tells in the beginning of the Hakdamah, the Perek Chelek, that God doesn't have a body, that God lacks any kind of physical form, in which case, while many may have intuitively, or many may have assumed that Tzelem Elokim could have meant that God has a body, that's something which is very, very hard to accept. In which case, what you find is a very wide range of views amongst Baalei Machshava as to what it means that God is created B'Tzelem Elokim. If that means, like the Rambam understands in the beginning of Sefer Amoreh, man's certain cognitive capacity, an ability to think in a certain kind of way, the Meshech Chachma points out, refers to man's Bechir Chafshes, the free choice that we have. And again, different Baalei Machshava understand it in a variety of ways. There is a very famous comment of Targum Unkelus, and that's one that you find specifically in Perek Beis, not when man's created initially in the 7 days of creation, but the description of man's creation that's found the creation of Adam and Chava. The Torah tells us in Bereishis and Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Es Adam, God created man, Afar Min HaAdama, he's created from the ground, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim, Vayhi HaAdam L'Nefesh. Here, what the Torah teaches us is that what makes man somewhat unique is that man's created with a nishama, nishmas chayim. Not exactly clear at all what that means. The Ramban here in his Perush al Torah has a discussion about this. Followed by Hila ha'adam l'nefesh chaya, that man is a nefesh chaya. These terms of nefesh and nishama are certainly very, very important. For many, they're connected to what Tzelem Elokim exactly means. But what exactly is this Nefesh Chaya? Unkelus has a very famous comment. And the goal of just the next couple of minutes is to try to highlight two different perspectives on Unkelus, try to develop them based on some Maharals. And that's the following. Unkelus teaches us, and this is a comment again of Unkelus that's quoted by Rishonim, Rashi, reference to the Ramban. It's quoted in different Baalei Machshava. It's quoted by the Gra, by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, by many of the greats in Torah Sechassidus, by many of the Baalei Musar, a very, very famous comment of Unkelus. Unkelus says, "Vayhi Adam nefesh chaya, v'havas ba'adam l'ruach mimalala." The man was given his capacity to speak, his koach hadibor. And in that sense, what Unkelus appears to clarify for us is that man is unique as opposed to other creations. Other creations do not have the koach hadibor that man does have. It does not mean that other creations are unable to communicate. There is communication found in the animals, but it means that the koach hadibur of man, man's ability to speak, is something that does distinguish him, is something which does separate him from other animals, from other beings. The question is, what exactly is unique about man's koach hadibur? L'chora, there are other things that man can do physically, and what exactly is it about man's ability to speak that makes him unique and makes him separated when compared to other beings? Some of the Baalei Musar, the first Mahalach in Unkelus, some of the Baalei Musar point out a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, that's a Testament base, where the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Sefer Iyov, Adam le'amal nivra. The Navi teaches us that man is created, Adam le'amal nivra, man is created, not Navi, man is created to work. The Gemara is not clear exactly in what way is man created to work. Is it le'amal peh? Is it le'amal melacha? So the Gemara ends up saying man is created le'amal peh, for work with his mouth. What kind of amal? What kind of work with his mouth? The Gemara says, I'm not sure. Does it refer to the amal sicha of man's ability just to speak in normal conversation? Does it refer to amal Torah, man's ability, man's need to work in learning? The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, lo yimosh Sefer HaTorah hazeh mipicha, that it must refer to that man's unique ability, or the sivoy of man, or this description of man, of Adam la'amal nivra, that man is created in order to work, refers to work specifically in the realm of Talmud Torah. Based on this, there are Bali Musar that suggest that that's really the Omek HaPshad of what Unklus writes here, of Ruach Mimalala. What Unklus is really trying to convey is the fact that man is created with Koach HaDibor, man is created with the ability to speak, but it doesn't mean any kind of speech. What it really means is that what makes man unique is the Koach HaTorah, man's ability to engage and to learn serious Torah. That is the Amal Peh. That's what we are created for, is to sanctify ourselves with Talmud Torah. And if that's the case, again, according to Unklus, what really emerges is a certain kind of uniqueness in man, but a uniqueness in man that manifests itself in this challenge, in this chiyuv of Talmud Torah. We find similar comments that even though the Torah itself, B'nai Yisrael, is not yet separated, That only waits until much further, either the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha with Avraham Avinu, or really at Maamar Har Sinai in Parshas Yisrael. But at this stage in Chumash, there's no distinction between Bnei Yisrael and anyone else, nor are there really references to Torah. Nevertheless, Chazal understand, at least to Talmud Torah, Chazal understand already from the beginning, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, that the Torah is, that the world is created because of the Torah. Istakla b'oraisu ubare alma, the Zohar tells us that God looked in the Torah before creating the world. In which case, even though it's not really referenced up until this point, that there's a chiv of Talmud Torah, something called Limud HaTorah, where we're learning Chumash, we're learning Torah, and already from the beginning, Chazal, many Mefarshim are sensitive to the fact that it's all really geared to, the world is created because of man's capacity to learn Torah, and therefore it makes sense that when man is as the Torah tells us, "V'yitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam," that when God creates man, "V'yihi la'adam l'nefesh chaya," the man is created with a certain kind of nefesh. So what's it referring to? It's referring to that ability that man has to learn. For many of the other Rishonim and Ba'ali Machshava, that's not really what Unklus means. Unklus is not highlighting man's ability per se, specifically in the realm of Talmud Torah, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, "Adam la'amal nivra, amal peh, amal Torah," man's ability to engage in serious Talmud Torah. But rather, what's actually being referred to is something else. And this is already, you see, if you look in the way that Rashi references Unklus, though not by name. Rashi has Nefesh Chaya there, the Pasuk in Perek Beis, Af behemah v'chaya nikru Nefesh Chaya, ach zoshal adam chaya shebekulan. Other animals are also Nefesh Chaya. It's not only man that's Nefesh Chaya. Nevertheless, man is unique. Why? Shnitoshev ba deya v'dibor. What man has, which is not, is his intellect and speech. It sounds like, according to Rashi, assuming that they're not really two separate ideas, that part of the dibor of man, and this is explicit in the Maharal in a variety of contexts, that what makes dibor unique is that it's not a purely physical action, but in many ways it reflects man's seichel, man's intellectual and cognitive capacity. That dibor, not just any communication, as we referenced before, many animals could communicate, but specifically man has that ability of dibor, which distinguishes him from other animals. This unique form and kind of speech that man has, in which he's able to communicate with his seichel, he's able to reflect and to teach, and is able to communicate in a way which reflects, again, a certain kind of intellect. The Maharal, in a variety of contexts, points this out. Moshe Shlomo Kasher was the son of Nachum Mendel Kasher. Nachum Mendel Kasher is more famous for his work on, his most famous for his work in Chumash Torah Shleimo, where he collected many Ma'amari Chazal, and he wrote important footnotes and important essays in the back. And he's a son of Moshe Makasher, who did a lot of work with the Maharal. He wrote a sefer called Mishnas Maharal, which he puts together different comments of the Maharal based on topics. And in this topic, in Dibor Machshava, he notes a couple of different contexts where one finds this idea in the Maharal. It's found, for example, in the Sif HaLashon and Perek Beis. He writes, Ki Ba'alei Chaim Ein Lehem Dibor Raka Adam Shehu Sichli, that specifically man has this capacity to speak because man is a bit is more of an intellectual being. Because Dibor is what distinguishes man, so the Maharal understands, he explains based on this, a variety of very important comments of Chazal that do give us insight to the koach of Dibor. Number one, we understand when it's done poorly why the chait of Lashon Hara is such a terrible chait. This the Maharal writes in the Sif HaLashon in Perek Aleph. Maharal writes this also in his commentary on Maseches Erchin, that the chait of Lashon Hara is such a problematic chait because most chataim don't undermine what it is that makes us human. Don't undermine what makes us into man. Even the Gimel Chamuros, those that the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Ayin Dala describe that are Yaharik Va'al Yavor, those are obviously incredibly problematic averos. But all of those, from a certain sense, says the Maharal, don't undermine man's unique quality to the same extent that Lashon Hara. Obviously in Halacha, only those three are going to be Yaharik Va'al Yavor. Lashon Hara is not as Chamur. But from a certain perspective, says the Maharal, Lashon Hara, because man's created with that capacity to speak, so if I mess up that speech, that's going to undermine in many ways who I am. It's also going to help us understand better, says the Maharal, some of the uniqueness of and some of the necessary elements of Dibor. Torah, Tefillah. Tefillah has to be done specifically through Dibor. This is something which the Maharal points out. Nisivat Tefillah, Nisivat Avodah, a very famous Siva Voda in Perek Bey is a very famous question. Why does davening require speech? What's the function of speech in davening? I'm davening because I need something. Davening because I have certain machshavas and certain desires. But the Ribbono Shel Olam knows my desires. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows my machshava. And therefore, why exactly is it important? Why does Hashem have to come along and demand of me that Dibor requires speech? And the Maharal points out there in the Sif Avodah, he says, that's not a great question, because why? What's the purpose of tefillah, says the Maharal? Tefillah, part of a larger conversation, machshava. Says the Maharal, tefillah, lahasom es ha'adam mashu chaser. The purpose of tefillah is just to complete man, that I'm lacking something, and I daven for that. That's a unique element of tefillah that man has, about completing my role as man. That says the Maharal, va'adam hu nechshav adam mitzad ha'dibor, if tefillah is there to complete my status as an Adam, if tefillah is there because it's part of what completes me as a person, so it has to be done through Dibor because Dibor is what establishes me as a person. Tefillah, in other words, explains the Maharal, taps into and depends on me being an Adam. Other beings don't have the same capacity of tefillah. Tefillah is predicated on my being an Adam. It's part of what provides me the ability to complete myself, to help that which I'm lacking. Therefore, says the Maharal, it has to be done through speech, because speech is what distinguishes me as a person, and tefillah is dependent on me being an Adam and on me being a person. It's possible that there are certain unique individuals, the Maharal says, Rakim hu tzadik gomer v'hu sichli az Hashem yisbarach shomeya af shekori Hashem yisbarach belibo bilvad. There are certain, because it's all speech is unique in that it makes me more sichli, there are certain people, says the Maharal, certain tzaddikim, that have elevated themselves to the extent where maybe it's less critical. But certainly for us, both on the negative, Lashon Hara undermines us because Dibor is what makes us unique. And on the flip side, the need for it in tefillah becomes all the more critical. We point out today that mankind in the beginning, in Sefer Bereishis, both in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, when you go through the Psukim, it's fairly clear that mankind is unique. Na'asa Adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu, v'yipach ba'avav nishnishmas chayim, Adam nefesh chaya. The formulations found in man's creation are somewhat unique. What exactly makes man unique? So we noted very, very briefly that many ba'alei machshava, the source is going to be Tzam Elokim. But we tried to focus today on two mahalchim in Targum Unklus. Unklus, a very famous comment, v'yadam nefesh chaya, ruach mamala, that Dibor is what makes man unique. But what does it mean that Dibor makes man unique? The first mahalach is the mahalach of the Ba'alei Musar, man's ability to learn Torah, Adam la'amal nivra, amal peh, our ability to learn, and that's what the Torah really means here, part of a larger discussion, how Torah is what establishes everything, Torah is what the world is created based on and with the primary chashivas of Talmud Torah. The second idea is what many of the Rishonim seem to highlight, and what the Maharal develops at length, which is that nefesh, that man's capacity of speech relates to man's intellect, and because speech becomes so important, so we quoted a couple of Maharals, that's why Lashon Hara becomes so terrible, and that's why Dibor becomes so critical in Torah and in Tefillah, that we actually verbalize sometimes our Torah, as the Gemara teaches us, and we verbalize our Tefillah, because Tefillah is what the Maharal is predicated on. Us being people and Adam, and speech is what establishes as such. Shkayach, and have a wonderful